This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and southern Arizona so gosh-darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
You say that so fast.
I slowed that down. That's record slow for me.
That is pretty slow.
So, Jeffrey, you missed all the fun last week. We were down in Bismarck.
I got to tell you, you know, I was on my little horseback riding trip, but I was having lots of fun down there with Dad. He did not fall off a horse this year, which is very good.
That is good. So he's only 2 for 3 then.
He's 2 for 3, but I think it's starting a trend.
He did not do the hat trick.
No punctured lungs, no broken ribs, so we had a great time.
That's good.
Great, great, great time.
Excellent.
And the Bisbee show, I enjoyed listening to it on the drive back.
Yeah.
Super fun.
So we're actually going to have a part two in the end of November.
So is this a show you've already taped and you're just going to do... You're just going to roll that out now, or are you going back down to... Are you ditching me
no,
and going back down to
we're
Bisbee?
We're going to Bisbee again.
Nice.
We actually spent... I mean...
When are we going?
I don't know. We have to arrange things through Margot Susco at Hydra.
Margot Susco at Hydra is an icon of Tucson, isn't she?
Yeah, and she's quickly becoming an icon of Bisbee.
I love that.
Although, there are so many iconic people down there. It's crazy.
Iconic or cuckoo?
No, iconic. I mean, there are characters.
Characters, that's what I meant.
Characters.
Like, that's what I meant.
The person who actually set us up with all the interviews is a wonderful lady named Christina Placentia. And she is the head of Destination Bisbee, which is their Visitors Convention Bureau. And she hooked us up with several people, including the mayor, who talked about...
the mayoral stuff?
No, she talked about the film festival going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, if you want... I don't know if this... I mean, they were selling out. There were 13 films, and when we taped the show, 5 of them were already sold out.
Very cool.
So I don't even know if the shows are if you took a quick drive down to Bisbee, which it is a quick drive, it's like 1 hour and 20 minutes. Gorgeous drive too, going down there, and I don't even know if you make it for showtime, if the shows will even be available for you. But you can
still go down to Bisbee because then you can get a cocktail in the.
They have breweries down there. They have actually a brewery row, and they have brewers on down there, and you know. Didn't want to come back inebriated, you go always hang out at the Copper Coin.
I love it. Our little friends to the southeast.
Yeah.
Bisbee.
No, southwest, actually. Southeast, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Fred.
Yeah, I was thinking of the map upside down.
Yes, that's okay. I understand.
So, other stuff going on here in Tucson. So, on November 16th, the Heirloom Farmers Market is having a Viva La Local Food Festival at the East Field at Rideau Park. And they're going to have locally sourced food items provided by more than 30 of Tucson's top restaurants.
Hey, wait a minute. I forgot to ask you, what did you do for Halloween?
I sold cigars at a Centurion event.
Nice. That was a good time.
Mike Teufel, who is the owner of Anthony's, and who I was selling cigars for,
yeah.
He asked me what I was going to dress up as for the event.
And did you tell him?
Yeah, I said a fat bald guy smoking cigars. And he thought that was pretty good.
Yeah,
very original.
Very original, Fred. Very original.
So we wanted to suggest that people go visit this the Viva La Local Food Festival on November 16th. Also, Jeffrey.
Fred.
Tomorrow.
Mañana.
At Meet Me at Maynard's.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Meet Me at Maynard's.
There you go.
They are having a special event where you show up at the Hotel Congress.
Where's that?
Downtown.
Yes.
Downtown Tucson.
Yes.
You get on the little choo-choo train.
Yeah.
And you go down to the Mercado area.
Yes.
And they're going to have a special trail set up, which includes a tour of the homes, some historic homes and some of the newer homes. All the restaurants are going to be open, having special pricing for all the Meet Me at Maynard's folks that, participate.
Super fun.
And then the little choo-choo train takes you back to Hotel Congress where you can continue to drink if you so choose.
I love how you call it the little choo-choo train.
I love the little choo-choo train.
That's better than some of the other names that it's gotten. The little downtown choo-choo train.
I love it.
Love it.
I have my bus pass and I go. I use it frequently.
Good.
If you also want to use the choo-choo train, you can get on at UAMC.
Yes.
As a park and ride destination.
Yes.
Take it downtown and see Wait Until Dark.
Our friend David Ira Goldstein
directed it.
It's phenomenal.
And I saw it.
It's phenomenal.
It is amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
You 99% of the information that we give you on this show is 100% accurate.
No, it's apocryphal. We make it all up.
What? So, but the one thing you got to take our advice for, because this is just Fred and I telling you this, you got to go to the Arizona Theater Company productions this year. They are fantastic. Get a little culture in you. And if you missed Sonia, Maya, Henry, and Johnson.
Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike.
Which was hilarious. We saw it. You missed out, but you got to see Wait Until Dark because it is scary, but excellent.
It's thrilling.
Thrilling, that's a better word.
No, I had to talk Mom into going because she thought it was going to be like, you know, spooky scary.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to go. And yeah. I said, it's the stage presentation of the Audrey Hepburn movie, Wait Until Dark.
Well, don't.
So you, it's a thriller.
You're giving it away.
No, it's a thriller.
It is a thriller.
It's not a spooky
It is very
thing.
Thrilling.
It's a thriller.
You're right.
It's very suspenseful. And it's pretty cool. And it runs through the 8th of November.
Ever since Mom saw that Jane Fonda movie, Clute, she is scared of seeing anything scary.
I don't know what she's
talking about. I remember watching her do that, watching her watch that, as she banished us to our rooms because we were too young. And ever since then, she's been freaked out about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we had a couple last things. The Mount Lemmon Fire District Golf Classic occurs November 7th. Friday, November 7th at the 49er Country Club Estates.
Super fun.
Contact those guys to sign up. It's a paltry $150 per player.
Paltry.
It includes the course drinks, lunch, an entry gift, and a chance at great prizes.
Super fun.
The last thing I have is this is George Hanson's last season.
Swan Song.
At Arizona Theater Company.
We're going to miss George. He's a one handicapper.
Yeah, I know.
He should be going out to that golf tournament.
Yeah, he should. But Tucson Symphony season is just phenomenal, and it's peppered with presentations conducted by Mr. Hanson, Maestro Hanson,
excuse me.
And one of the things, I know he's not conducting this, but one of the things I'm waiting for or looking forward to is the Disney Fantasia live in concert.
Oh, yeah, that's one of your
favorites. It's a Disney movies Fantasia with the live orchestra.
Yeah, you're the Disney hack in our family. That is true.
I don't know if hack is the correct term for that.
Well, I don't know.
Disneyophile, I would say.
There you go, Disneyophile.
So, yeah, lots of stuff going on Tucson Symphony. I forgot this. Today is the last day of TusCon. The Tucson Comic Con.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so that's going on downtown. It's, I think, Jeff Notkin, who's of Meteorite Man, is there. But it's go to TucsonSciFiCon.com for information. It's planned downtown.
All right, folks, and as usual, the community calendar is brought to you by our good friends at Tucson Happening Magazine. It's awesome. The November issue is out there in news racks now, so get
maybe
out there and find
it.
Oh, it's well today's what the
second.
Yeah, so it's
it
gotta
goes
be out
fast.
There.
It goes
we tried to pick one up last week at Trident Barn Grill and there were none left. So he prints a ton of them, and if you get them quick, they're yours. If you don't get them quick...
And you know what's going on all throughout the valley for the whole month. Even thousands.
Oh, more than that. Tons of stuff. Never want to hear anybody say there's nothing good going on in the old Pueblo, because all you got to do is pick up the Tucson Happenings magazine, or go to their website, TucsonHappening.com, and they'll tell you everything that's going on today and tomorrow, so you can do some schedule planning. But Fred, what are we going to do now?
I don't know. You want to take a break?
We got to take, folks, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got some very, very cool stuff for you. So stick around for more here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea. What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. I'm not told.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And, you know, one of the things that makes Tucson so gosh darn wonderful is its extensive cultural diversity.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of white guys in us, and that's, you know, that's it for the community.
We're the only Mexican Americans living in this community?
I think so, yeah.
Wow!
But I don't get out
my
much.
My eyes fool me so much.
I just don't get out much.
I can't believe it.
But we have...
What about Mom?
Well, she's one of us.
Oh, that's true. So we add her to the two? Two
three.
Plus Mom?
Two plus Mom.
Okay, we're in.
And maybe Dad. What about... Well, Chrissy doesn't live here anymore.
No, she's in Wisconsin. She doesn't count anymore.
No, she's eating cheese or something.
You hear that, Christy? I did not say that. That was Fred.
No, she's proud of it. The first thing they did when they moved to Wisconsin was to buy James, our nephew, a cheesehead hat.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing that.
That's the first thing they did.
Thank you, Fred. I thought the first thing they bought him was a snow shovel.
No.
Ah, maybe that was number two.
He needed the cheesehead to keep warm so he could shovel. That was it. All right, so we have some folks here from... the Castaneda Museum of Ethnic Costume, and they're going to have a big exhibit, textile sale, and silent auction coming up next weekend. And we have Isla Abernathy with us, and Gail Castaneda.
And
they were so chatty between the break, and now they're like looking at us with their mouth shut.
Is that the cue?
And then we also have Gail's daughter Candy.
Yeah.
Well, Castaneda.
I thought we were going to introduce her later because she was like on the I don't really want to talk unless
yeah, but that time. But if, when you come on the show and you really don't want to talk, that's who we focus on.
You're the
Why?
First one up.
Sweet.
First one up.
So, ladies, you've got this super cool event coming up, the Maya Textile Benefit Exhibition and Sale starting November 7th to the 9th. So it's next week. Tell us all about it. Who wants to start?
Well, I'm Isla, and I'm not with the Castaneda Museum of Ethnic Costume. I coordinate St. Michael's Guatemala Project, which is a small informal partnership with Maya peoples who fled into the mountains during the 36-year internal conflict in Guatemala. We visit each year. We maintain close association. We help with some medical supplies, and we're really big on indigenous self-determination and respecting indigenous cultures. So this is a happy collaboration with the Castaneda Museum, St. Michael's Guatemala Project, a whole raft of local cast of characters within and without St. Michael's Church and the Guatemalan community here, and the Indiana Imports with David and Sally Hamilton, who are going to be coming over from Austin, Texas, and bringing a phenomenal collection of traditional Maya textiles, some of them predating 1975, in a benefit that's for the Castaneda Museum and also St. Michael's Guatemala Project.
There you go. That's awesome. And earlier, Gail, as we were talking about what you guys are doing, you were saying that you guys have got thousands of pieces of art, of textiles, of masks, of all kinds of stuff that you have to move from point A to point B.
just to stay ahead of the law, so you know, you get to
oh yes,
you get to show it to folks. Tell us about that.
Well, like you said, we have over 3,000 textiles, over 1,000 ethnic dolls, masks from all over the world. We do not have our own building, which we are diligently and prayerfully in the hunt for, and the Tucson Museum of Art, the Arizona State Museum, the Tucson Airport, the Tubac Presidio Museum, to name a few, are places that have let us mount exhibits of themed textiles, dolls, etc. And also, I have just finished a doll book on ethnic dolls entitled Around the World from A to Z with Ethnic Dolls for All Ages, and we have to have funds to publish it, which is like $8,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
Oh yes.
So you guys really are the utmost authorities in the textiles and in the indigenous community that fled, that live here in Tucson. All of the connections to Guatemala are sitting right here in this room.
Well, especially this island.
Well, I feel that's almost overstatement. Of course, the authorities... Well,
is that overstatement on the Fred and Jeff show?
Never.
Is it possible?
Never.
No.
Yes. Yeah. But anyhow, what we want you to do is come to this event. You will see some magnificent examples of work from Maya women from Guatemala, from many of the 22 different Maya language traditions in Guatemala.
There's 22 different languages?
Yeah, the people I work with speak mainly Ixil and Quiche, both Maya languages. Quiche is a large language group. Ixil is small. And I'm wearing a huipil, which is a contemporary woman's blouse made by an Ixil woman from Neva. And how do we know? It's like if you, as I have some Scots ancestry, you know your tartan says what clan you're from. This says what Ixil Maya community you're from. This is from Neva. My project, which works with rural Maya in Guatemala, so they aren't here, but some of their contemporaries are. There is a Guatemalan indigenous community here in Tucson, some of whom will be there. But the folks I work with are still in Guatemala, trying to maintain their cultures, their traditions, and survive under difficult circumstances. But if you can see in this little one right in the middle,
and folks,
there's
we'll
a little
have,
woman.
Because this is radio.
Yeah.
We're going to take a picture of your blouse, and we'll put it on our website, fredjeff.com. But please, continue.
That's great. And you will see things like this with my group at the event, which will be very reasonably priced because they're all used in women who sent them to us. You will see truly elegant examples from some of the major weaving traditions in Guatemala. And you'll have David Hamilton, who's the expert from Indiana Imports, and Gail Castaneda, who's the expert here, to tell you about them. I just wanted to point out to you, I know they can't see it, there's a little figure in the very middle in a skirt with a little hat and great big earrings, and this is woven into the fabric, an Ixil Maya woman. It has little sidewise feet, just the way the hieroglyphics had sidewise feet in the Egyptian drawings.
Very cool.
And you'll get to see, just come and celebrate with us, but if you buy something, you'll be helping us get little Nicholas, get his cleft palate fixed, and you'll be helping the museum find a home.
So all the proceeds to this event go to helping the museum find a home, right?
Yes.
No one here's nodding on the head on the radio.
Oh, sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
And then there's a little guy that's got a cleft palate that we're trying to help out?
Well, you have more than 9,000 families, 9,000 people divided in 22 communities that our project serves in a small way in Guatemala. Right now, well, just a few days ago, I did get an email from one of the lead health promoters whom we support to try to keep them working as volunteers in health because they're the ones who can do the appropriate health care delivery in the appropriate languages. We go down and visit, and they say, vamos ánimo to them, that we give them spirit to keep going. But we help people like Nicholas, we help little Patrona, There's a man in hospital now who has a lung condition that med students who went down with us last summer first noted that finally has gotten into the hospital. So we work that way. The money that we collect for Guatemala Project, because all of us are volunteers, goes to Guatemala to help the folks there in greatest need.
That's awesome. Candy, can you wrap it up for us? We got a minute or so left.
Sure.
Folks come out to your event. They're supporting...
They're supporting the museum and our efforts in exhibiting textiles and items of all Tucson's cultures. So that's our main focus there. And then the Guatemala Project, of course, they take nurses and doctors and medical supplies, so they're helping the folks there. So we're just asking everybody to come and enjoy our exhibit. There's going to be an exhibit, a silent auction. We have items from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. We're going to have a wonderful guitarist there, the opening
Charles
reception.
King. Yeah, that'll be fabulous.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
And you'll have textiles to buy? So you can buy, you can enjoy, can you eat?
We're
going to
have Guatemalan food. We're going to have food there on Saturday. We're going to have at the reception, of course, we'll have some wine. Everybody can have some
Perfect.
Wine and whatnot. But yeah, it's to celebrate the cultures of Guatemala and then all the other cultures.
And for more information, where should people go?
They can go to the museum's website, castañedamuseum.org.
And we'll have, and folks, that's spelled with a C, but we'll have the link on the Fred and Jeff Show website.
Really? Yes. If that was a K.
Well, that's why we're going to have the link on the Fred and Jeff Show website. And so they can go there and purchase tickets or just get information. You guys just selling
it's
tickets?
It's free to the public.
Oh, it's a free family event.
Friday night is the only thing. There's a $10 donation.
Right.
But nobody's going to.
You won't turn anybody away.
No.
Awesome.
And the donation, if you buy something, it gets applied to your first purchase through Indiana Imports.
Super.
Yeah, the whole amount.
Super. All right, folks.
And St. Michael's knows how to throw a party, so come to the reception and enjoy the music and the food.
All right, folks. More information, go to friendjeff.com. We'll have the link on the website, and we hope to see you all there next week. Ladies, thanks for what you're doing. It's fantastic. You guys are a reason Tucson's a great place to live. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
Please.
You know,
please.
Jeff, we forgot to say one big thing during our community calendar portion of the show.
And this is a really big thing.
Second Saturday.
Yes.
Is coming up.
That's right.
So we want people going downtown as much as possible. And it is, I mean, you know, it is a party any day of the week downtown. I mean, I'm down there a lot, and people are just packing the streets. But second Saturday, you just cannot beat the family entertainment down there. The stores are open, the restaurants, they have stages with live music on Scott Street. It is just a phenomenal time. Family-friendly fun in our downtown.
I 100% concur, Fred.
Now, there's also this huge mural downtown that says, Be Kind.
Be Kind. It's like a little green, it's like a giant green flower.
Yeah, and I wanted to put up a banner next to it and says, Rewind.
Be Kind, Rewind?
But nobody would know what that means anymore.
What does that mean?
Don't you remember back in the day when you would rent a VHS tape?
Oh. From Blockbuster Video. Be Kind, Rewind. That's right, I totally remember that.
But nobody would even get that
Listen,
anymore.
If you remember that, be the first person to give us a call on the Fred Jeff Show on the Fred and Jeff Show. Call in.
Hotline.
The hotline, and we'll give you a dozen roses to Mayfield's florist and a $25 gift certificate to PETA Jungle.
Yeah, and that number is 520-428-5104. Now, folks, do not call the regular 1041 line.
Because we're not there.
There's nobody. Nobody will be answering your call. And if they do, it's probably like the janitor or somebody.
We're down at the University of Arizona Medical Center in the College of Psychiatry.
Yeah, so, but let me repeat. 520-428-5104. Call us, and you'll get those flowers and gift card. Go ahead, Joe.
No. So, the other big thing is for those of you that have picked up the Tucson Happenings magazine, you know that this month on the Fred and Jeff Show, we are celebrating thankfulness and kindness and compassion and all the great things.
And tequila.
Would you stop with the tequila?
But all tequila makes you passionate and kind.
Yeah, but sometimes it makes you forget.
Oh.
So, folks, here in the studio, or here at the University of Arizona Medical Center, on the 7th floor in the College of Psychiatry, is friend of the show, Dr. Charles Raison. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Awesome, man. Yeah, awesome.
Thanks for the laughs, guys.
I'm glad that I was a little hesitant coming today.
Because
I thought it was.
But am I keep you?
I thought it was a trap. I thought there was going to be some kind of intervention.
The jig is up, Fred.
Yeah. We'll walk into a room and just like, no, we're going to take the show today.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden,
behind that locked door, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. What are these soundproof booths you have up here?
Tell us about this delusion you have that you have a radio show. What's the radio saying to you, Fred?
Oh, Fred.
Well, I did.
You may not be leaving.
I brought my aluminum foil hat, so I'm good.
You're cool, man.
And I brought my little hat with the propeller on it. So we're perfect. So, Chuck, what is going on? You and your compatriots, who we want to talk about in a minute, are doing some phenomenal stuff, research, dealing with compassion and kindness.
Right.
Tell us about that.
So there's been a group of us for about 15 years now that have been gradually building up this whole series of studies looking at, it's really kind of a simple question, which is, can you take people where they are and give them an intervention that makes them care more about other people, be less negatively reactive to other people? And if you do that, does it change how they think, how they feel? Does it change their health?
And when you say, does it change their health, you're talking about, does it change them on a molecular level?
Yeah, does it really change? For instance, we're very interested in the immune system because it's increasingly shown that this thing called inflammation in the immune system is behind heart attacks and strokes and depression. So, for instance, if you learn how to be more compassionate and I put you in a stressful situation, which we do in some of our studies in the laboratory, can I show that if you've learned this compassion training, you get less of this nasty inflammation in response to the stress? So the type of compassion that we decided to chase or to go after is based on the fact that I've had a very long and lovely connection with the Tibetan Buddhist world. And one of my closest friends is a gentleman named Geshe Lobsang Tenzin Nagi, who for many years was a Tibetan Buddhist monk, married a lovely woman, quit being a monk, but is this very, very famous meditation teacher. And about 10, 12 years ago, he and I agreed that he would take these compassion meditation practices that are 1,000 years old, make them modern, make them secular, boil them down to something you can do in 8 weeks so that it's like a training course, that he would build that and then I would study it. And this was now about 2003, 2004. And since then, there have been all these studies, some done by us, some done by others, showing that across multiple sort of measures, you can take regular old folks, and if they practice compassion training, you can make their brains function differently, you can make their brains grow bigger, you can turn down these nasty inflammatory responses, you can make kids healthier. So we've done all these studies to suggest that compassion, caring, is something that can be trained, it can be trained pretty quickly, and you can see really pretty striking results.
When you say to suggest, what does that mean?
To suggest what?
So you said, so we've done all these studies.
Oh, that suggest.
That suggest.
Yeah, I always say suggest because, you know, in the world of science,
you can't make definitive.
I'm cautious, you know. It's just cautious. It's, you think you know stuff, and then the years pass, and you find out you only sort of knew. That's kind of science speak. I mean, what the studies really say, for instance, is, I'll give you an example, the first study we
did. Please.
We took a whole bunch, almost 100 college freshmen, half of them got like a health education class. Half of them got this compassion training, which we call CBCT, cognitive-based compassion training. And then at the end of those two experiences, everybody got a stress test. We put them into a room like this and had them do a very, very nerve-wracking interview in front of a kind of a creepy panel that hassled them. And we know that that experience, which is a famous stress test, turns on all these negative systems in the body. And what we showed was the more kids practiced this compassion training, the less of all that negative chemicals got released in response to stress. So there's an example very concretely. We replicated that. We actually did a study in Atlanta with teenage foster kids down in the very rough part of town. These kids, many of them had criminal records already. They were all on multiple psychiatric medications. They were a very, very disturbed group of kids. But we showed the same thing. You know, 6-8 weeks of compassion training, and when the kids practiced, they had these amazing health responses. They felt better, and their bodies, the way their bodies were chemically reacting was healthier. So we know that you can basically, you know, these very simple trainings can improve your health, improve your well-being.
And how much does it cost to do this?
$50,000 to $100,000.
No.
It's in fact, you know, especially in our studies, it's free. But yeah, it's very, sometimes when we have a class, we ask people to give a little bit of money so we can pay the teacher. But yeah, this is something that anybody can do. And
actually, last time you were on the show, I said, sign me up. And I never,
You never showed up. Tian and I went.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. But yeah. we're going to hold more classes in Tucson. I mean, it's we now have a couple of people that are trained teachers in this compassion training, the CBCT. So now the interesting thing about this too, guys, is that we started it at Emory, and so right now there are two cities in the world that have fully trained teachers. Atlanta, Georgia, where Emory is.
And is that because Geshe Lobsang
yes.
is there?
Okay. And the other city, Tucson, Arizona. We're the only other city in the world at this point that has trained teachers.
Which is one of the reasons why we like to refer to our city as a kind community.
It is. It really is in keeping with this larger mission that really is that Tucson has a unique commitment to kindness, to compassion, to sort of social well-being on that level. Absolutely.
And we're not talking about social well-being that is... What's the word I'm looking for? There's all these fads and trends that come in. Today's fad is this and tomorrow's trend is that. We're not talking about that.
No,
we're talking about
old-fashioned well-being.
Right.
Old-fashioned. So you know, I mean, there's all sorts of programs. You will be compassionate. You know, you will, you know, or, you know, if you stand on your head and eat this vegetable. No. We're, you know, the interesting thing.
I think I tried that one.
It
was with guava.
You know, many of the movements, for instance, I'm also on the board of Ben's Bells. A group that I really believe in and try to promote whenever I can. What fascinates me about Ben's Bells is that, like much of Tucson, it's a very organic movement, right? I mean, it's a movement of the people with a simple message, be kind. Think about that. Well, shoot, everybody knows what being kind is, and everybody knows that they're not as kind as they should be. You don't need a lot more than that, you know? And the CBCT that we're working on, that we study, is really also very old, and in many ways, very simple. You know, I mean, it really based upon these very simple ideas. You know, which number one is, you know, that you have all sorts of emotional reactions to people. Some of them are overly good, some of them are overly bad, and then you ignore a bunch of people you shouldn't ignore. Try to stop doing that. Try to look at everybody as valuable.
But that's easier said than done.
It takes a lot of practice. But just thinking about that helps people. That's what people often say to me. They go, you know, I don't really practice, but ever since I realized, you know, how grossly I overlike some people and diss others, it's messed up my ability to do that, right? I mean, so we see that even talking about this stuff helps people. And really, the other aspect of CBCT is to try to become increasingly caring about other people. You practice being caring towards people. That's what the meditation's about. And then eventually you try to be caring towards people that you can't stand. And that is really tough. But it's an interesting exercise, and people find that it really benefits them, you know. Even if at the end of the exercise they go, I still can't stand that person, because come on, we're only human, you know. But the attempt to open one's mind and heart a little bit, just that attempt, well, we know. I mean, we're seeing these benefits to people in these studies, and they're only practicing a couple hours a week for 8 weeks. It's not like they're becoming, you know, Mahatma Gandhi. Yeah, exactly. So these are, and this is just part of a larger, rapidly increasing sort of scientific you know, sort of landslide of data showing that even practicing meditation for a day or two has measurable improvements in how people feel, how the brain functions. Because most of us are so, tied up and tripped out that just the beginning moves of some of these things actually turn out to be really helpful for people.
So, we're sitting here talking to Dr. Chuck Raison from the University of Arizona College of Psychiatry about compassion training and being kind to folks. We've got lots more to talk about, so stick around. We've got more here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is an old fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah. Preach it, son.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shushon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we've been talking to Dr. Charles Raison, University of Arizona Medical Center. Now, what is it called nowadays?
College of Psychiatry.
No, it's UAMC, right?
Yeah, UAMC. University of Arizona Medical. It's still called that.
Okay. And we've been talking about
compassion.
Kindness.
Yeah. So, Chuck, you are a TEDx presenter.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, and did you, in these TEDx's, you talked about compassion?
One of them I talked about compassion, and one of them I talked about depression. Very interesting, you know. I mean, both talks, I think, had a fair amount of impact, but it was really interesting that the depression talk was not, the one I did on compassion, they had millions of dollars to spend. I mean, it was professional. The one I did on...
You mean the production value?
Yeah. The one I did on depression was much more modest. But the one on depression has 40,000 views.
Wow.
I was talking about new ways to treat depression, some of our research with hyperthermia and some of the ways that we're studying new ways to treat depression. And it was fascinating to me how hungry people are to find new ways. Depression is such a terrible and painful condition, you know. It's fascinating to read the comments, you know. Raison's great, Raison's horrible. You know, you get this, you know, he's crazy, what's he talking about? Oh, this is what we need. So you see this wide range of things, but... 40, you know, I mean, you look at other videos I have online, it's got, you know, the next one is like 1,000 views.
Wow.
So it really tells you that there's something about that.
Well, here's something, I mean, you know, what is the link between compassion, kindness, depression, happiness, all that stuff?
Oh, huge link. Giant link. So depression makes people, the depression makes people focus inward. That's what it does. You get lost in your own pain and suffering. And you begin to feel so badly about yourself, usually, that it becomes very hard to look out and be compassionate for other people, not because you don't care, but because you're just, you know, it's just, you just curl up in this little ball. And conversely, we know that acting compassionately, acting kindly, has really powerful antidepressant properties, right? So to the degree that people can learn to act this way, it also has powerful antidepressant effects. We actually have a little data of that from another study where people, the more they practice this compassion meditation, it changed their brain functioning, and the more that brain functioning changed, the less depressed they got. These weren't depressed people, they were regular old folks, but it's very striking, right? So these things are very, very
important. I mean, everyone has a little bouts of depression at some level.
Pretty much everybody, yes, absolutely. And that's probably partly a normal part of life. That's why we study depression, is because it bleeds so normal. It ties into what we all experience as human beings, right?
And when you say we, you've got a great story about how you were recruited to come here to Tucson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We means, in this case, a group of researchers that are really committed to this interface between depression, compassion, kindness. I was studying compassion meditation. We got a huge grant from the government to look at this compassion training. And I was actually on an airplane in Australia flying over the outback. I was giving lectures. I was reviewing grants for the government, and I came upon this brilliant grant. And I realized that this young man had discovered the magic bullet for depression studies, because what this young man had done was he'd invented a device for actually sort of listening in on how people spent their daily lives. Anonymously, he'd invented this device, randomly picked up little bits, like 30 seconds every 12 minutes of whatever you were saying and doing. You wear it for a couple of days, and you get this log of who people are with, how they talk, how they spend their time. I read this grant, and as soon as it got funded, I called the guy up. I said, you don't know me from Adam, but you've got, if we could do this before and after meditation, we would know whether meditation really changes, not how people think about themselves, but are they actually nicer? Do they actually treat people better? The guy said, that's a great idea. I don't know who you are, but I like it. And that guy turned out to be my very good friend, Matthias Mell, associate professor in the Department of Psychology here at the UA. And so we started working together, and I love the desert. I was always looking for an excuse to come to Arizona. So I cooked up an excuse, came out, met people. That's how I came to Arizona.
And you recruited someone as well.
And I recruited my very good friend, Tad Pace. And Tad is a young buck, you know, kind of in his early 30s. He's a stress physiologist, a PhD, but at Emory, in a university in Atlanta where all the compassion work started, he was the young guy. So I was the old science dude. He was the young science dude. And we were this team, and we did all this work together at Emory. Now, I would not have recruited Tad to Arizona because I didn't. My mentor had already lost me, and I didn't. You know, I just couldn't do that to him. But I had Tad. I don't know how to turn on lights and do test tubes. Tad's like the guy who rebuilds cars, right? So I said, Tad, I'm setting up the study. You've got to come out and show me how to do the lab stuff. Tad comes out. He gives a talk here. Everybody loves him so much that the College of Nursing completely recruited him. I had nothing to do with it. So Tad is now out here. So one of the interesting things about the study of compassion and compassion meditation in general is that the training is all in Atlanta, but almost all the scientific chops are here in Tucson.
And you know what's amazing about that, Chuck? Is Tad is on, Tad's our guest next week.
That's right, and I believe Matthias is the week after.
He's
that,
the
right?
week after that. So right. Folks, we're not kidding you. This is the Fred Jeff Show month of kindness and compassion.
And then aren't you talking to Jeanette Murray at the end?
Absolutely. So the show before Thanksgiving, we'll have Jeanette on to talk about kind campus, kind community, right, to lead us to Thanksgiving.
And we're all on her scientific advisory board. So it's
awesome.
Really is a small world.
It's great.
Tucson, small world.
It is. It is. And we appreciate you helping us get all this stuff set up.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
But you're also, just to kind of run down a different rabbit hole, you've got a program that you're putting together right here in Tucson with dogs.
Absolutely. We are very interested in studying how dogs impact human health positively. And so we're doing a study where we want to give dogs to older folks, age 60 and over, haven't had a dog for a couple of years, to study how the dogs improve their immune systems.
Who came up with that idea?
I have to claim credit for that. It's my idea. And it's actually a little bit wilder than that, because there's good data in kids that dogs act like probiotics. You know, these good bacteria that enhance your gut health?
Sure.
Kids that have dogs don't get asthma. They don't get allergies. And we know in families that people share as much of the bugs in their guts with their dogs as they do with their partners, their husband and wife. Kiss the dog as often as they kiss their wife, I guess. I don't know. But the very, very, very clear that's the case. So it dawned on me, hey, dogs might work as probiotics. And wouldn't it be cool? We're going to take shelter dogs, give them a second chance in life, give them to older folks, and measure the gut bacteria and measure the immune systems to see, is it indeed true that we know dogs make people feel better, but I think they also enhance health by improving the gut microbiota.
An actual
biological effect. And we're trying to do this study by fundraising, crowdsourcing, you know. So if anybody's interested in this, the website is Raison, R-A-I-S-O-N, Research Group, all one word, .com. And we're asking people to kick in a couple of bucks because...
We'll put that on the website.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Yeah, now, folks, you know every once in a while Fred and I get really cool people to come in and talk to us, and we run out of time on our weekly show, so we always add a little bit more on the website, fredjeff.com. Today is going to be one of those days. You can go to fredjeff.com. We only have about 3 minutes left, and we got a lot of people to say thank you to hear more about this very cool program that Dr. Raison is doing. So if you want, head over to fredjeff.com, check it out, and if you've got the inclination, throw a couple bucks at this, because we'll have that link up there too. But let's finish the compassion real quick, Jeff.
Yes.
So you've done TEDx, you've recruited and kind of recruited these amazing guys to come out to Tucson, and now you're doing this incredible dog program, which I'm sure Dr. oh my gosh, over at Still Children's, Dr. Gashan, who we've had on as a...
Oh, yes.
Who believes
yes,
that the gut is the start of everything.
And he's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys are making a huge impact in not just Tucson, but the world with all the stuff you're doing. And earlier you said it started in Atlanta, now the research being done here in Tucson. Are you taking it to other communities in the country?
Oh, yes. Oh, very much so. Yeah, we're taking all these angles, all these lines of research. We do a number of things trying to treat depression, enhance emotional well-being. The work we're doing is really recognized internationally, and we are taking it internationally. You know, the work we're doing is now beginning to spread to other communities, absolutely.
And how is that? How does that work? How are you doing that?
Well, through colleagues, largely, right? So there's people now that are interested in starting to use some of our modalities and, you know, certainly with compassion training. For instance, we sent our teachers to the University of Wisconsin to do a study up there. We flew our teacher up every week for 8 weeks. She trained all their people. She did the study for them. She taught the kids compassion. So we're now exporting these things to the world, really.
That's awesome.
And it's coming out of Tucson.
That's amazing.
Well, if somebody wants to go through the program, become a trainer, or how do
or they experience do it.
Yeah.
The best way, I would recommend going to a website. It's easy to remember. It's CompassionAZ.com. It's all one word, CompassionAZ.com. You can also find out about it on Raison Research Group.
Cool. Lots and lots of stuff. Chuck, thanks for coming on the show
today.
Hey,
my pleasure, man.
Thanks for all the great things you're doing, too.
Well, it's fun. We love doing it.
Well, keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. All right, folks, that's the end of another awesome Fred and Jeff show. We've got a lot of people to thank. Please support our sponsors. You know, you hear the little ads and you see their logos on our website. And Fred, the month of kindness kicks off. It's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and don't forget, this weekend...
I was going to be contrary, but then I thought, I'm going to be kind.
We're going to force you to do compassion meditation.
That would be a very nice thing to do. I've lived 50 years with this guy. He needs more compassion.
So the intervention is true.
It works. Yeah. Here we are, showing the world that it works. All right, thanks, folks. Have a great week. Get out there and meet your neighbors. Be kind to them, because that's what makes Tucson a great place to live. And we'll talk to you all next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by our friends at Tucson Appliance, Unicom Graphics, and Architecture Design Group.